Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Friday. Welcome to the Business News Hour. What we do on Friday is we sit around and chat it up with the folks from City View Magazine because they know what to do in the metro. This would be Jeff Pitts, and Trevor Babcock is back for another round of stuff to do in the metro. Stuff to do. Got stuff to do?
Do we? Yes, we do.
All right. Trevor says, yeah, we got stuff.
Loaded weekend. Would you call it loaded? I would call it loaded.
Oh, wow, really? A loaded
weekend.
That's a
good way to describe it.
Wow.
What's this first one? We got Band of Horses at Hoyt Sherman Place.
Band of Horses.
Grammy-nominated Americana
football band. They're going to mess up the place.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, it's a Grammy-nominated band. They got, you know, a few big singles out throughout their time, 5 studio albums. So they got some me on there. So they probably got a big fan base coming to come see them. Might be a good show then.
Hmm.
Usually when there's a fan base there, there's better show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's a Band of Horses?
Yes, sir.
Band of Horses.
Band of Horses.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but here come the Mummies.
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 We did not talk about this last week, but we have talked
about
Mummies.
We have talked about
it.
Yeah, they're wrapped up in mummy bandages. Right, okay. Anyway, they had to cancel 2 gigs recently because of an accident to one of their leads.
Mummies.
Yeah, one of the Mummies. Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was during Ragbri.
Oh, he
so
was.
So Winterset, yeah, they had to come up with a band, and yeah, it was a mess. Anyway, just talking music. Ragbri music.
The Mummies.
Yeah.
All right, also this weekend, National Balloon Classic for 9 days. Each central Iowa summer, the skies come alive as nearly 100 brilliantly colored hot air balloons drift up and away.
Blow them up.
Indianola.
Yep. He's a little hot of there. No. But I have a friend that's really was super involved in this, and there's a lot of stuff to do to know before you go up in one of those things.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, he's a ballooner, you know, and I met some.
Yeah, you can't just you don't want to just lift off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wouldn't want to do that either.
You'd
but
lost pretty easily, probably.
It would.
How do you direct that thing?
I don't know. That's a good. I think it directs with the wind.
Oh yeah, so you have to. Before you go, you probably know where you're going to land.
Yeah,
you know
so
you're going to end up.
If the wind's coming out of the southeast, you know that you're going to end up in the northwest.
Mm-hmm. But they probably got to like figure out a distance, though, right?
I don't know. I
can't steer?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. But I know I'm not getting on one. No.
Ever?
Ever.
I don't think I want to get on one either.
No, it's just
I don't want to drive one. I'd get on
drive
one.
Drive one? You don't drive it, I don't think. I think you just go.
I think you drive.
I think you
at least have to control the elevation.
The elevation, right, and that's through
I think
fire.
There's at least a little steering.
You think?
Gotta be.
Lean out the side and wave your arms or something? I don't know.
You have to be able to steer it.
I don't know.
Or maybe they only do it in places where they know it's going to land. Not by any buildings.
I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know. I know nothing. But Indianola is home to the National Hot Air Balloon Museum. And if you have any questions about this, all you have to do is meander down there and say, hey, do you steer these things?
They should know.
They should know. Right.
Also this weekend, the Italian American Heritage Festival.
That's right. Bocce ball for everybody.
Bocce ball for everybody.
I'm
How
going.
Are you a bocce
I'm
ball?
Going.
Yeah?
Yeah. How am I a bocce ball?
Yeah.
You know, I had a set, and I was playing it for a while, and then the set, like, disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. Some Italians probably took it.
Probably.
Yeah, some Italians.
Trevor, how's your bocce ball game?
I think we played it in PE once. I didn't find it to be that hard.
Yeah, it's all right. Bocce ball. But, yeah, the Italian-American Festival, downtown Western Gateway Plaza, right? Yeah, and it's this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. They can't hear me nod, can they?
I will be there.
You will be there.
I will be there, yes.
You're looking for your bocce ball set.
Yeah,
so watch out.
I'm going to start asking everybody. Hey, Marco, you see my bocce ball set?
iCubs play Saturday, Round Rock Express. No, how do you feel about
them.
The Round Rock
we
Express,
hate
Marco?
The Round Rock Express.
Hate them. Trevor?
I hate them, too.
Yeah, see, we hate... Hate him.
The hate is rubbed off on me since I've been coming
out here. This is a good. He learns quickly.
Yeah.
Must hate.
hate spreads like wildfire.
Right. So they're playing some Round Rock.
Round Rock Express.
Who are they the farm club for? Any idea?
Round Rock?
Yeah.
Or Iowa?
Round Rock. We know about the Cubs.
Who are the Cubs? I don't know. Maybe the Rangers. Maybe. I'm totally guessing.
Yeah. Who knows?
Texas.
It is?
Round Rock. Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's even worse.
Even worse.
Even worse. We really hate the Round Rock Express now. Yeah.
Also Saturday, Anna Liberia. What is this, Trevor?
We got a singer performing at the Fire Truck Brewery. Listen to some of her stuff. She's local. She's from Iowa. Didn't really sound like a local artist. Sounded like a lot bigger than that. A lot of good production. A lot of just felt like it was from somebody a lot more popular.
Who's this?
Anna Liberia. I don't know how exactly you say it, but it's like one word. Anna Liberia. It's, yeah.
Anna Liberia.
It's Anna and then like how you would normally say Anna. And then Libera.
Hmm.
Anna Libera.
Anna Libera?
Yeah, I'm calling it.
All right, there you go. All right. The editor for the City U magazine just made an executive decision. And where is she going to be? I'm sorry.
Where is this? Fire Trucker Brewery.
Fire Trucker Brewery. Wow. All right.
And then what? All right. Clue me on this next one.
Oreo Meat Wagon. Whoa. At the Bandshell at Wagner Park in Ankeny. I think it's a pretty good, clever name. They're like a party band, like for private parties or weddings, or whatever. But that's a pretty clever name.
Oreo Meat Wagon?
They got to be pretty fun live if that's their name. That's my guess.
Okay. They're going to be up in Ankeny.
Hmm.
Yep, the Bandshell. At the Bandshell at Wagner Park.
Hmm.
Does it cost money to get into it?
No, I don't think so.
It's a free concert. Okay.
It should be free.
All right.
Also free, the Downtown Farmers Market Saturday.
Are they doing that again?
They're doing it again.
Gee whiz.
They're doing it again.
All the way up till October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah.
Hey, would you rather have a day at the fair or a day at the farmers market?
Fair.
Farmers market. Even though I've never been.
Let's back up here.
Haven't been to the fair or haven't been to the farmer's market?
I've been to the fair many times. I've never been to the farmer's market.
Oh, okay. So
I've seen the fair.
Seen the fair. I bet you haven't seen the fair. Like, I've seen the fair.
I bet that's true. Not many people have.
No, not.
Why don't you give us a fair story?
Let's see. Can I give you a fair story that I could say in public?
Kind of stuff went down at the fair.
I do have a fair
story.
Goes
on at the fair, stays at the fair.
Yeah. So a number of years ago, I had a friend who I was going to school to get an advanced degree in long-term healthcare. Anyway, so I was staying with him and going to school, and it was during the fair. And George Strait was going to play. So he knew I really wanted to go see George Strait. And I said, I'd kind of like to go, but I'm not sure. And he said, oh, hey, no problem. I'll fix you up.
Uh-huh.
So he gives me, you know, like these tickets, these raffle tickets, these paper tickets that, you know, they're blue or whatever.
Yeah, they're like, are they perforated?
Yeah, perforated tickets. Yeah, he gives me two of those. He goes, here you go.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, what are you talking about, man? He said, no. He says, I don't understand what I'm doing. These are good. Now, you have to go in to a side gate. Right next to the grandstand.
The side gate.
Right next to the grandstand. Hold those up and walk through like you own the place. And I said,
did it work?
I'm going to get arrested, aren't I?
Uh-huh.
So I did.
So you did get arrested?
No. I asked
him. 2 weeks
later. There was one of my friends that was hanging out at Stockman's down near the cattle barn.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, you want to go see George Strait? And she said, yeah, I'd love to go see George Strait. I said, well, let's go. I said, well, we got to walk in there like we own the place. So I did. Walked up to the gate. Didn't even stop. I mean, I just walked up through those things.
With authority.
Right. With authority, man. And I walked in and somebody says, yes, sir, welcome. And I'm going, what the heck is this? So I go to this area that's right, and we're right smack dab in front of the stage for George Strait.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, what is this? Well, come to find out, these tickets were what were given to state troopers.
Oh.
And my friend had a connection with the Iowa State Patrol, and they got these tickets. And he says, you just have to look like you're somebody and just walk through, and they'll say, hey.
Walk like you're a trooper.
There you go.
So there's a state.
Does that still work?
A true. I don't have any idea. I bet you.
I can't imagine it still works.
But yeah, true story.
Maybe I'll try it.
We'll get you some perforated blue tickets and see what happens.
I don't know if it'd go well.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, would you rather? Movie time.
Oh, good.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt, Leo.
I heard this is very good.
It's not out yet. But yeah, I'm going to go see it for sure.
Okay.
When's it come out?
It comes out Friday.
Oh, okay.
Today.
Or The Lion King.
Lion King's already been out. I've already seen it. I'd say if you've seen Lion King, you've seen this movie. It's pretty much shot-for-shot remake.
See? Yeah. I think we had this discussion a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And I said, I don't want to go see The Lion King. I mean, we've already seen that. This is like round three.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I'm just not into that. So, but I understand. Brad Pitt and who?
Leo.
Leo DiCaprio.
Plus it's Quentin Tarantino. So.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. You got the,
but I understand, cred. I understand that it's kind of funny, too.
Yeah, it's I've heard people say it's like mostly a comedy.
Yeah.
Which
is odd for Quentin.
People said it's his Big Lebowski, is what I heard.
Oh, okay. All right, so.
If you couldn't be you, and you had to live somebody else's life, and it had to be either Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio, which one are you taking?
Wow. I just saw a story that had this as a headline. Is Brad Pitt the last great American actor? That was an interesting story.
I don't think so.
But yeah. And I think what they focus that on is how diverse his characters have been over the years and those kinds of things. So I would go Brad Pitt. Yeah, why not? Is he married to Angelina? Or was he?
There's like, I honestly don't even know. There's been so much drama around that. That's why I'm going DiCaprio.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think DiCaprio's had any like major tabloid scandals that I know of.
Who hasn't? Jeff, you haven't had any major tabloid scandals, have you?
No.
And Trevor's way too young to have had any, I think, right?
No, I don't have any yet.
Okay.
Was Leo in Growing Pains? Is that how he got his start?
I have no idea.
Remember Growing Pains?
No.
Wasn't he in that movie, like, What's Eating Gilbert Grape as, like, a kid? And that was his first big thing?
Oh, see?
I think that's right.
You guys are down on the pop culture.
Growing Pains. You growing don't remember pains. Growing Pains?
I work.
Alan Thicke. It was on at night.
I work.
Had Mike Seaver.
Huh? Sorry.
Kurt Cameron.
Sorry.
You ever watch Growing Pains, Trevor?
Nah, I don't think I've even heard of that.
See, it's past his time.
My sitcom knowledge is pretty low, though.
Oh, boy. All right, which you rather? What's it going to... Oh, we already played.
Yeah,
I think I'm taking... I'll go Lion King. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Would I be lost? I never saw the first one.
No, it's a remake of the first one. So, just go. Roar a little bit.
All right, what's this next one, Trevor?
We got Red Wanting Blue at Woolies. This band has, in the past 2 decades, they've played 200 live shows per year.
Oh,
so
that's
like,
a lot.
Pretty committed to touring, so they got to have a good live show if they've done it that much.
What kind of music do they do, Trevor?
It's like rock and roll, Americana, like old school type of music. Maybe some southern rock in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the story on them. They've played at like Letterman and NPR, so they've had some big performances,
yeah.
But. They're not really playing arenas yet, or will.
Huh.
I'm not playing arenas yet either.
Yeah, well, it's just a matter of time.
Just a matter of time. I got to learn an instrument.
Yeah. It's the only thing keeping you back, right?
It's the only thing holding
me. Well, you know, you could be just the front singer.
Should.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if there's any bands out there.
Looking.
Next week, 48-hour film.
Oh, is that back?
Screenings, yes.
That's an amazing undertaking.
Yep. Another thing I wish I could do that I have no talent for.
Acting?
Or filming.
Or filming.
Either
one. Either
one,
yeah. Got to get you a camera.
Be helpful.
Yeah.
Acting? That. Yeah.
So the screening is next week?
Yeah, the screenings are Wednesday and Thursday. The film, named as Best Overall, advances to compete against films from around the globe at Filmapalooza 2020 and for a chance at the grand prize and an opportunity to screen at Cannes Film Festival.
Right, wow. It's It is very intense, and the the competition is fierce, but it's real cool. 24 hours they have to, 48 hours rather.
I think the rules are like they give you a prop you have to use, they give you a genre you have to stick to.
Correct.
Do. So like, if you're not like good at some genre, you might be kind of
right. So here's a razor. Here's a razor, and your genre is comedy. You know, you go, huh? Okay.
So that's how they know that you did it.
I know what I do.
What would you do there?
I can't say.
All right, 48-hour film festival.
Good All right, deal. Finish this off, Trevor.
All right. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce his last name, but I'll try it. Jake Shim. Do you want to try it, Michael?
Huh? Oh,
I don't have the script, man.
Last one.
Oh. Shimaburko? Yeah.
Nailed it.
All right. He's at Hoyt Sherman. They call him the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele.
Oh, wow.
He's right.
He's completely reinvented the instrument.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He got his big break on YouTube, like a lot of new artists do, which I find interesting. Yeah, and if he's playing Hoyt Sherman, he's got to have some cred
there, yeah.
Especially just with the ukulele.
That's how many strings on a ukulele? Three or four?
Four,
right. Yeah, okay. Wow, that's
the Jimi Hendrix of the uke.
Yeah, that's got to be something. Whew. Yeah, I know, huh?
Favorite Jimi Hendrix song?
The National Anthem.
Mm.
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze. That's a good song. Not that I remember the words. or much else about that decade, but I... Yeah.
Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Jeff Pitts and Trevor Babcock there from City View. They know what to do because they work at City View. We'll have all this up on our radio blog so you can find out stuff to do in the metro this week. That concludes another week of our fine broadcast. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, our production coordinator is Chap Ramsey. Sales and marketing belongs to Aaron Libby, even though he is on RAGBRA yet. And the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and for Trevor and Jeff, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.